Welcome, everybody, to episode 2 of the Sketchy People podcast. I am Lemon Tart, and I am joined by my wonderful artist friends from all over the globe. Today, we're going to be talking about fan art versus man art, i.e. original work. And I'd like to introduce my beautiful guests. Here is Neverpaint.
Hello, I'm Neverpaint. I do art, and I'm a fan. What are you going to do?
Kill you. Seika?
Hello, I'm Seika. I also do art. I do digital and traditional art. And commissions opened. Look at my links, etc.
Who else does art?
Is it me?
Asha, that's you.
Yay! I can fan you with all the fan art I have endlessly.
Wow. Yeah. Very fresh for the summertime.
Oh, it's so hot.
Graf, how about you?
I don't draw fan art usually.
Oh, you're too okay. Good for that.
And Alex?
I also don't draw fan art. And also, are you not going to
credit... But who are you? We're introducing ourselves.
Okay. I do music and I draw anime girls that are my own.
Hell yeah.
Not fan art.
Yeah.
But also,
he makes his own waifus.
Are you not going to credit Asha with that opening joke? When are we going to talk about crediting?
Yeah, how dare you, Lemon?
Oh, no one should be. I did steal Asha's joke. See, Asha said the man art thing. Hey, Asha, I'm very sorry.
That's okay.
okay.
No,
so
you're canceled
who wants
now.
To start? Because two
credits
people have like very strong opinions about this. So who wants to start?
I guess I'll start. no, that was a bad idea. Someone else. Neverpaint. You draw like quite a bit of
Neverpaint.
Fan art. Yeah.
What even is fan art? Like I thought about it a bit and I found like different.
Let's pull up Urban Dictionary.
No. I found different categories.
Cut it.
I found different categories of fan art. Like, there's one kind of fan art that I would call like recreations of just original art, which is when you see like Instagram accounts of tons of art of like Marvel characters, which are just redrawings of like a movie poster
like
a screenshot.
Yes, yeah, but people do a lot of that with manga pages and anime screenshots, that sort of stuff, right?
Yes, which is...
Yeah, a direct copy.
Yes.
Direct copy, but I understand that it's like a completely different skill set to like redraw a photorealistic
but it's
reference. But yeah, I didn't want to say it like that. But I don't really... appreciate it that much other than in a technical sense, and I don't like to look at it
okay.
That much.
I have an opinion.
I mean,
fair enough.
Yeah, me
well,
too.
Well, Neverpaint's going through his categories.
No,
first.
We can talk about this category first and from the
yeah, we can
fair
come
enough.
In. I mean,
yes.
I usually don't dislike those, but I don't like it when people get really popular from those because I feel like even if they are indeed very skillful, because, you know, copying is a skill, I feel like they are just banking on, like, whatever goodwill people have for the thing they are copying. And it's not like it's their own style or anything, you know. It's like just, hey, this list, here's this reproduction from that thing you like. So you're probably going to like it anyways because it's the same. You know,
but Seika,
I mean,
what if they just really like copying things in a photorealistic way, and they get money and pop and become popular because of it? What's wrong with that? Come on.
I mean, I don't think it's wrong. I'm just saying it's not like my taste. Realistic.
Fair enough.
When people do realistic copies of photographs of, you know, a series or a movie or an actress or something, it's like.
Yeah.
I appreciate it also on a skill level. Like, it's impressive, but I feel like people waste... They take so much time to do something that a camera can do really well, you know? And I know it's really condescending to put it that way. I don't want to like hurt people's feelings about it, but it's kind of
yeah that's my
boring
job, so.
To me.
So basically, first of all, it's what's the point? Because art is about expressing yourself, and what are you expressing?
Expressing that they really like to make realistic details.
I mean,
I think it's.
I wouldn't
it's,
say
it's
that
really
because
good
I
to
think.
Like,
I think people like can express whatever. Like, maybe I just want to draw a big titty wife, and maybe I just expressing nothing but a big titty wife, and that's okay, you know? I don't question their motives. People should be able to draw whatever they want at the end of the day.
Okay, I think this redrawing stuff is, like, really good to, like, if you keep it to yourself, to, like, get used to...
It's great for
whatever,
learning.
Whatever tools you want to use to get comfortable with them and stuff. And like to get used to how to mix colors and stuff.
It's basically a study.
I agree with that.
Just yeah, but
I see it more as a practice.
Why would you post it online and like pretend like it's yours?
You're not pretending that it's theirs.
Well,
though.
if you don't credit them, and
I mean, there's a ton of people
that you see all the time
saying like, yeah, I drew this thing from this anime I like or from this movie I like, but it's my drawing, it's mine, but it's like an exact copy of someone else's drawing, and that's why, it, you know, as I said, it rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah.
It's not like... I don't know, it's kind of like, kind of iffy.
I kind of also don't see the point because, like, back in the day when photography and like copying in like the technical way we can do nowadays didn't exist, that was the whole point of art, to just recreate things like 100%. But that kind of got lost at some point with introduction of photography.
Yeah.
And I don't really see the point anymore to it. I guess everyone can do what they want and...
But never paint. How will people steal normie bags if they don't
do
realism?
It's fine.
Yes, but that's a boring standpoint. No.
You don't get it. They do it for the normie bags. Normies love that shit.
It's kind of.
I mean, that's why I respect it when it's like realism and it's like copying pictures of people or things that exist, you know, and not someone else's drawing. Because, you know, I know that's popular and people will pay for it. So, like, you know, I respect the hassle. I don't want to do it,
look,
but I respect it.
Every artist is going to have this same opinion. The whole, oh, but the point is to express yourself and not to copy something realistically. But these people, first of all, they might enjoy it and be really passionate about it. Second of all, this has an incredibly wide audience and it's incredibly beneficial to do it. So if you find yourself having fun copying realistic things and people enjoy it, there's nothing, like, the whole point is that they love doing it and that it's their life. And that's art.
Yeah, I agree with
and
that.
Just because we're artists doesn't mean we should undervalue things that aren't original because we're capable of making original things.
I don't really...
It's not like we're above them.
It still expresses
appreciation.
They just chose
something different.
It still expresses appreciation for the original work, actually, in some way.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I just feel like this is quite condescending from our point. I feel like we feel like we've ascended past the need to copy realism, but a lot of people just love that. A lot of people just enjoy looking at technical skill of something that's been copied. Yeah.
That's,
I
mean, that's basically the
like
whole point.
It still exist.
Many of
realism
these artists
is
also...
really good, and it's a really good way to get better fast. I have done like a lot of realism and copying pictures and stuff like that for fun and for studies.
Yes.
So I think it's valuable and nice, and people enjoy it a lot, and it's okay. It's not okay to, you know, reproduce someone else's artwork and try to pass it as your own. Or, you know,
well,
taking credit,
that's not okay.
Credit from... Yeah, but I don't see the difference from people who do that to smaller artists or to mangakas, for example, because it's, like, really popular to do that.
Like, I feel like a showcase.
The other day, I saw on Instagram, and what is it called, the popular page? Yeah, you know what I mean. It recommended me an account that basically only did redrawings from manga.
Yeah.
And had like millions and millions of followers. And it was like, why? And it was like, you could put it side by side, both pictures, and it was exactly the same. And I don't know if they just, you know, copied it by eye, which would be really impressive, but still like, I don't like that, you know? Or just, you know, maybe they just trace it.
It's really,
I don't know.
I mean, here we're getting to the intention of the artist. If
yeah.
the intention is malicious, then obviously it's not good. If the intention is just a guy that really wants to do that, then it's fine. And case-by-case basis, basically.
But Lemon, is it fine to make money by reproducing some... by selling a copy you draw from someone else's artwork? I don't think that's fine.
Well, you made the copy. People sell Picasso copies all the time, for example.
Yeah,
and that's okay.
But
Picasso is over 70 years dead. So, no, not dead, but old. So
over 70 years dead.
Not dead.
Okay. I mean, buying a print is fine, for example. But, like, I also don't think reproductions of, you know, really popular art, selling them, I don't think it's fine. Doing them for yourself and for fun and for studying, perfect. But, you know,
but
it just makes me...
seen...
You have never seen...
Go.
No. I just was just going to, like, keep hammering the same point.
Period.
I've never seen, like, actual redraw accounts that are good. And, like,
it's
like, I see... Every time I see, like, redraws and stuff, it's always, like, teenagers, like... wanting to draw, but then also wanting all the cred, and then pretending like it's mostly theirs and it's like heavily inspired, but don't post proper credits and stuff. I've never seen like someone like a redraw account that I would respect in any way.
I've seen that. Most
same.
Of the time, I think the main appeal of redraw accounts is really just a showcase of skill. Because often you see like the guys who draw like really detailed like colored pencil drawings or almost paintings of like movie characters, they always post like several work in progress pictures, like because it just takes so long to draw this thing with like that much detail, and they always just lie down the pens, like the colored pencil they used around the pictures, so that you see, even though it's realistic, they put the pencils around it, so you see it's not a photograph. I did it with these pencils. I'm cool. And I think that's kind of cool. But yeah.
I feel that.
But like with stuff with like acrylic paintings or something, where you like copy all the paintings, or do like photorealism with like something that's hard to do photorealism with, like colored, like those colored pencils, that's understandable. But like just like doing digital redraws or like with fucking fine liners or whatever,
that's a bit more another thing.
I think the line is, you know, redraws from someone else's art, like exactly one to one reproduction, but. And redraws of, you know, photographs or people or characters from movies or stuff like that, because, you know, studying and shit, good, fun.
Yeah, if you're going to do, like, stuff like that, like, then it seems fishy. Like, it's really great for studies, so...
Yeah.
I don't know if that's respectable in my eyes.
Okay,
let's
talk about
kind of
good
stuff.
Fan art now, because we have been, like... destroying.
we should move to the next category that Neverpaint had to say.
Category 2, a fan art that is an adaptation into a new style, which doesn't mean it's like really something new, but it's just like a character, like just in your own style.
Yeah, when people
style, not,
put their
not...
own their own spice to the thing.
It's,
yes,
it's mostly a portrait or like just a character thing. I feel like most of it is also not really that, there's not much much originality behind it. It's really just to show what does it look like if it draw it, if I draw it like I draw it. Like,
I think
that's great and okay.
Usually, yeah, I think usually it's like just like almost like the same pose, the same very similar colors and stuff. I think that done right is when you like do a pose that you would draw well, but like would also fit the character and stuff. I think that stuff is always really cool to see. And not just same pose, same colors.
Just for an example, I posted my Porco Rosso fan art I did like a few months ago. And it's not like I'm telling anything like a new story of a character, but it's just a representation of a character like I would draw him.
Yeah, but I think that's okay. That kind of fan art is great and I love
it's
it.
All
because
okay.
It's like no, I mean, you know, I like that a lot because you're just putting your own thing to with this just how do you explain this? Like you're just showing your love for that thing you're representing. And that's like shows passion and love. And it's like a different interpretation and it's cool and great and I love it. Fan art is good when it's like personal like that, you know? Even if you didn't have like ton of feelings or a ton of anything behind it other than I just really want to draw this character because I like it. It's just like, yes.
I also want to say that this is like the main bulk of fan art on the internet, I feel like.
Yeah.
People make fan art because they're fans of something and they want to show their love and appreciation for that something. What if your style looks exactly like the original thing that you really like, though? Is it still okay via your logic?
I mean, if it's category really, one. Really copy something style, like if you can do, for example, that time a couple years ago when Pantheon Stocking was really popular and suddenly everyone on DeviantArt was trying to draw in that style. It's kind of like, it's fine to be inspired by something, but again, just copying it one-to-one is kind of not great to me, you know?
I disagree so hard on this, because copying one-to-one is how
it's great
you
learn,
man.
Learning, doing it to learn is fine. Doing it, you know, for clout and for money is kind of,
What's wrong with doing it all at the same time?
I'm torn on this because sometimes it's really cool to like do very different stuff in that art style that like you wouldn't ever see in that art style, but like it looks perfectly like the original work. If you get what I'm saying, but also, I don't know, it feels soulless.
I mean, when it's the only thing that person draws, they only try to draw that style really good, it kind of hurts me in a way. Like, you're stealing something that was someone else who figured it out and polished it and make it cool. And then you are like, I like that. I'm going to do exactly the same. Cool. It's like, maybe not. Maybe you could do something else too. I don't know. Because, for example, if you learn foundations really good, you can do basically every style, you know, with a little practice. But it's like, you know, kind of rude to the original person who made it, basically.
I've seen that a lot with Pokemon fan art. A lot of people really copy the Sugimori style.
Yeah, it's
of the more recent illustrations. And I guess I get what you mean, but I fundamentally think it's okay.
Oh God, what is that?
It's okay to study.
Fan art.
It's not okay to like make it your own without changing anything, you know? Like making it your brand. That's what I mean. Because
it's not smart to make it your brand, but I still think it's okay morally. It's just not smart because they're gonna think, did the Pokemon guy draw that? Wait, no, it was this other guy. He's just copying him.
We can easily.
I don't think there's anything morally wrong with that.
We can easily show off all the categories just by showing different NASA fan arts, because like the Pokemon trainers get so much fan art in like a span of 2 hours after release. It's pretty hilarious. And sometimes, like most of the NASA fan arts, it's mostly her standing in like a similar pose, like a similar pose to the one she has in the official art. But then I see sometimes, like, sadly I don't have a picture pulled up. But there was this one fan art with NASA like in a pool with small water Pokemon in it, and she was like bathing, and it was like a little scene, and somehow that fan art was worth so much more to me than all the NASA is standing in a cool pose holding a Pokeball.
Well, yeah, that person clearly.
Well, we've arrived at the crux of the matter.
Clearly, put time to think about what they wanted to draw and the composition and everything. But you know, if it was still Sugimori's style, it's kind of
The key of the question here is originality plus fan art. The more original that a fan art is, the more, like you guys said, soulful and interesting it becomes. And that's the reason why the NASA fan art that really thought of the situation of the character and made a new scenario for her to be in resonates with us so much more than the ones that just copied the pose from the trailer.
Yeah.
The idea is injecting your own originality into the fan art to make it the best fan art possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, because agree. I mean, what is really the point to just, other than, you know, studying, we all agree that copying things for studying is fine, right?
I think that what is the point is the wrong question, because some people just really want to do that. But I also think it's more valuable to have the originality.
Yes.
Just like as a net positive in the world.
Yeah, I mean, people should do what makes them happy, right? But like, why do they want to do that? It's the problem. If you're copying something,
I just think that's a really silly question. You're not in their head. Maybe they want to. Who cares?
Like, but you know why you would do it. Like Seika, for instance. Like, why do you draw a fan art? What's your motivation behind it?
When I draw fan art, which I don't do like often.
Yes.
Because I don't feel it's because I feel really passionate about something, or there's a design I really like, and I want to like interpret it on my own style and see what it looks like and have fun for a bit, basically.
Like, I admit that drawing fan art is sometimes just a weird shortcut for me when I don't know what to draw, and I just think, okay, I like this character, I like this design, I just draw it. I don't have to have my own idea right now. I'm just translating that into a picture that's kind of mine in
some
way.
Yeah, I mean, that's okay, because again, you're doing something for fun, for you,
but
you're putting your own style and your own everything, you know.
It's definitely not
as long
worth
as you don't.
As much.
The other thing I don't like about that is like when people sell their you know their fan art, but the ones that are one-to-one copy, you know. but yeah,
selling fan art is a whole different thing.
Yeah, that's a whole other monster. But I guess it's okay as long as it's, you know, a fan art you really thought about and you put love into, and it's not like a copy of an official image, you know, because why would you do that?
Yeah. We can all officially sell Zero Experiments Lane fan art now.
Hell yeah.
It's open domain. Finally.
Inspired fan art is the best kind. Like when you see something and it's really cool, and then you're just like, oh, I gotta draw this.
Yes.
Thing.
Yes, that's the only kind of fan art I really want to.
Yeah, like I drew a Pretty Cure comic, because I found out like the original generation was going to hang out with the new generation, and the first generation had flip phones, and the new generation, and I don't know, it was just like banner of them.
That's so cool.
And their like transformation devices are flip phones, so like the new character's reaction is just like, oh my god, you guys are old.
Oh, that's so cute. I love it. Did you know that the first series of Pretty Cure was actually really popular in Spain when I was growing up?
Really?
So what? I've actually seen a lot of the first two seasons
that's
of Pretty
so cool.
Cure. And I remember exactly what you mean with the flip phone transformations.
Yeah. We didn't get Pretty Cure over here, that's sad. I wish I could
I
have grown
up with Pretty Cure threads on A. So I really want to get into it.
The most
English
powerful fan art is definitely one when you go when you come back from a movie and you or like watch a TV show and just have this moment.
That shot.
Yeah, I've taken a photo of the Avengers in the movie and I'm redrawing it now. No,
I took a photo of this movie and now I'm gonna draw the photo of the movie.
Oh,
like,
no.
I'm gonna redraw
every frame of this movie.
When I finally started to watch.
Could you imagine every frame a painting, but it's literally every frame a painting?
Oh my god.
Best YouTube channel. Like when I started to watch Evangelion finally and I just saw all the fun scenes with Misato, like drinking and hanging out with Shinji. And I just had, I had to draw her. It was like...
Redraw.
It was...
Redraw.
No, it wasn't a retry. I just wanted to...
I'm joking.
To catch that feeling in instead of a drawing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically, fan art is great as long as you put your own spin on it, to me.
Yes.
Like, you can do whatever you want, but don't... get, you know, don't make money from someone else's thing unless,
okay,
you know.
There are different subcategories I have. One of it, what I find really interesting, is I would just call it illustration in the sense that you illustrate a character that you don't have a visual reference for. For instance, a fan art of a book character,
yes,
or even like a poem or a song or whatever, or like making a visual up for a song, for instance, that's something you see relatively like not a lot on the internet because the internet is so visual focused.
Yes.
But when I look back to like some of my favorite artists are Tolkien illustrators, and there's
Whoa.
This whole subcategory of
that's
like
crazy.
Of like Tolkien artists who illustrated his books for like the last 60 years or so, and yeah, and that's basically all they do. They redraw scenes from the books, or like. Interpreting them in their own style.
That's an interpretation, not a redraw. That's actually super dope and great, and I love it.
But it's still like fan art, right?
It's
still of course.
Fan art. To some,
but it's,
you wouldn't
it's just
call
really
it
cool
fan
art. No, yeah. That I think that still qualifies as fan art, you know? But just a different kind of beast, you know?
Yeah. It's definitely the more respected
it's,
kind of fan art.
I don't know.
In the art world.
I think all fan art is, deserves respect as long as, all fan art deserves respect. That's all, I don't like, even though I have been putting, some kind of art already on this podcast, above other kinds of art, I think, everything should be respected in the end, which is kind of hypocritical of me a bit, but I don't want to.
That's where I was trying to get earlier.
Yeah, I just, copying things exactly as someone else painted them after a ton of study and, putting work into it and all of that. Even if it's a popular thing, I think it rubs me the wrong way. That's all.
Yeah, I think we kind of get that feeling.
I see all this skill you have and you just don't really use it for anything. It's kind of, it feels wasteful.
I was like half a year ago, I tried to market my art on Facebook, the dark place.
Fuck Facebook.
Yes. And I was a member of several art sharing groups or like artist groups on Facebook with like several thousand members. And most of them had like very important and strict rule sets that like had really very strict rules about references. So you would post an image and you have to put links to all the reference images you used at all into this description. So it made posting like for me almost impossible or like impossible to manage, because whenever I draw something, I put up like 50 different images I use for reference. And
that's interesting.
That was like
very strange.
I think this was like a reaction to many redrawing artists who just take a pretty photograph, and
I feel like,
but it got to an extent that they got really paranoid about someone drawing an original art, and they would look out to find the original.
I mean, I think silly. Giving credits to the people you use as reference when you can, it's great, but if it's like you have 50 pictures, like you said, for inspiration and or for you know, seeing how the light hits something and what it happens, and like applying it to your picture, even if it's not the, you know, the exact same thing. I think that's great, and everyone should be encouraged to do that. But like, unless you make like a montage of all those pictures to like create a painting and then copy that painting on your paper, I think it's pointless to cite every single reference ever.
Yes.
I have a solution. Just draw all of the references. Draw a picture per reference, all of them. You will be the best artist in the world.
Split up your image into all the different sources and redraw all of them realistically.
Draw every source and then draw every image.
Also,
and then
thinking about that Facebook group, kind of cool. Just derailing a little bit. It fucks me up a bit, because what I do a lot is posing in front of my mirror when I don't know how to, you know, draw something specific. Right. So I just like, how would my arm look if I did this? And I just,
man, we
I just copied
this,
from my own body. So I don't get
to post it, please.
No, I'm not posting my nudes, you know.
Let's but talk it's about just like using Facebook references and stuff some other time, like more in depth. It sounds really interesting, like how much we use references.
It's definitely connected to fan art.
I'm kind of lazy about references. I just look up something on my phone and look down at my phone as I draw.
I honestly don't like using references ever. I try to figure out the drawing in my head as I go.
I mean, having an idea of what you want to do and the composition and everything is great, but sometimes you just can't get a hand right, and you just look at your hand, make the
sometimes
gesture, and say like,
right.
Yes, that's how the hand looks, and you copy your hand, and that's perfectly right.
Yeah,
I look at it for like a second,
don't think,
and then
like,
I draw. I don't like take pictures and have it next to me or whatever. Or like look at tons of other pictures.
Unless I have to do fan art or, you know, commission of someone else's character or something in specific like that. It's like, it's fine to pull references to, you know, make your art look the way you want it to look. It's okay. It's not going to devalue your art at all. You know?
Yeah, everybody does it.
Yeah. That's how you learn too. Like, don't feel bad for using references, as long as you say, oh yeah, I use a reference, and you're literally like copying that picture of Raya and Ami that everybody drew once, the one where she's like leaning against a wall with the hands behind and is like all sexy and shit, and a ton of people drew that picture. If you take that picture and reference it, quote unquote, to like draw a character exactly like her with different hair. It's like that's not referencing. That's just like, you know, you're copying it and being a bitch, basically.
But you're copying the pose.
No, but you know what I mean. Like copying every little detail. I mean, but like different hair. Like when you
draw every single pore.
Yeah, basically.
You render every single pore individually with.
I always think of it like that. That like all of or my, most of art history has been drawing fan art, but it has shifted from religious things and myths and like Greek myths were like the most prominent fan art source throughout art history. And it has shifted to movies and comics and anime and manga.
Art is literally just fan art of the gods.
Yeah. Fan art of Jesus.
Zeus would totally turn into a dog. Zeus totally would turn into animals and have sex with women. Let's draw that. I like Michelangelo's fan art of God.
That's hilarious. But yeah, it's true. It is fun art after all.
Well, they use references?
Technically, it's like it's commissions because the church paid for all that art. So
like
it's
some,
not
some
technically
of
fan art. Or...
Yeah, dude.
I mean, you can commission fan art, Seika.
Yes, but it's like, you know what I mean.
I don't see the overlap.
But yeah. Anyways, why is everyone so silent suddenly?
Is that you're gonna say something?
I don't have much to say.
I just think fan art is
okay, regardless.
I don't even think fan art is okay. I think fan art is fucking great because I did fan art. For most of my life, like please don't do that, but find my old DeviantArt page and look at all the stuff. It's no, stop it, die. It's not under Neverprint.
Furious typing.
Like
no, but it's gonna be the other name. What the other name? Niemals Welt.
Yeah, no, it's not right that. Now. It's not that either. I don't care, that's not the point. Like, most of what I did throughout the last 2 or 3 years was drawing fan art. Just because it's like the fastest thing I can draw. Like, because I had this whole thing about posting daily for like the last maybe 2 years. And yeah, like I said before, it's very difficult to find like original things. Like in a small time, and I'm really not that experienced with characters design, so most of what I did was just drawing all the characters from all the things I like. And another thing I do is I'm drawing a lot of birthday gifts and Christmas gifts and that stuff.
Aww.
Because I don't want to spend money like ever.
Oh,
on
same.
Anyone.
Same. Every time I can give people art, I just give them art.
Yes.
Because mainly because I'm friends with people who have a ton of money, so like any kind of gift I can give them, I feel like they can buy it. So I just draw them things.
And especially, I especially draw fan art for people because, like, I don't know about you, but like most people I like, I share like things I like with, like I watch movies with people or like I watch TV shows with my parents from time to time. And so like I draw a character I know they like and just for them. And that's a cool thing. Like I drew this Ryuk from Death Note after watching Death Note with my dad. And it's like something connecting. Like we're both fans of this and yeah. That's cool.
Yeah,
and here's a representation
really
of that.
I'm gonna go out and then go into the city and ask a cute girl if I can draw a fan art of her.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's actually pretty cool.
No.
Yeah, because you're implying that you're her fan.
I will not do that, but I will daydream about it.
That's kind of the thing when like
seize your dreams and turn them into reality, Alex.
People come up to you and ask, "Can you draw me? Can you draw me?" I don't want to draw you. It would take so much time, and you don't really care.
But see, Neverpaint, it's kind of funny because I have the exact opposite problem that you have. I feel like, to me, drawing, you know, quote-unquote original stuff is way faster than doing fan art. Because every time I want to do fan art, I, like, look up a million references and, like, try to get everything, like, the details right and spend a lot of time thinking, like, I wonder how this detail will look if I, like, put more detail on it. How will it be? Like, I think for, like, a while and try a bunch of different things out and I waste a ton of time. But sometimes I'm just showering and I think, yes, fire wife. And I draw a fire wife and it's great. And it takes like half the time and it's amazing. Yeah,
I feel exactly the same. For me, it's way easier to just whip out something original than to try and copy something else.
Yeah, yeah.
I can make up my own details. I can simplify as much as I want. I can use whatever colors I want. Yeah. It's so much easier.
Also the freedom. The freedom is great. I enjoy doing original art.
Basically, too much freedom. If you have a lot of ideas, freedom is good.
Also, you don't have to make it good.
If you're,
as long as you don't get, you know, paralysis for having so much options, is great.
Well, that I love the options. I feel paralyzed when I don't have enough options.
Yes, yeah,
which is why I prefer digital painting over traditional, for example. I just feel way less limited.
Yeah, same.
I think traditional is fine. It's fun.
It's fine. We can accept it.
I have fun mixing colors and, like, you know, putting things down on paper. And, you know, the texture is
physicality?
Nice.
Physicality?
And, you know, I don't know. I like traditional art. It's fun.
Seika, we're past physicality in our media. We're past discs. We're past.
Levin, I hate you and I want to kill you.
We're living in 3019. We're exchanging our creative ideas through telekinesis.
We're literally beaming our ideas into each other's heads right now.
Oh, no.
Through Discord voice call.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but why am I wearing this really big and uncomfortable headset for that? That's not acceptable.
Get a comfortable one then.
Well, that's just the future. Haven't you seen Sword Art Online? You have to wear a big and comfortable headset.
Fuck you for referencing that. I hate you.
funnily enough, my first anime fan art was a redrawing of Asuna and Kirito.
How fucking dare you never paint? You fucking swimmer.
I'm impressed.
I never finished it. I think I stopped after drawing Asuna.
Good. You realize your mistake.
Boring. That's a good stopping point.
Yes. Yes. Yeah,
my first fan art was probably Pokemon.
Yeah, same.
Because
probably.
Obviously I love Pokemon. Yeah. But one that I have in my mind very, very clearly is a fan art of the main character of Dot Hack, Legend of the Twilight.
I was about to say that.
Oh,
literally
yeah.
Saying. Literally
the
saying.
Manga. Because I bought this magazine when I was like 8. And this magazine came with the first chapter of the manga in it. And the first chapter of that manga, like, the main character meets this sort of princess in a dream, and the princess kisses him, and my 8-year-old mind was not ready for that, and it could not process what was happening on the pages of the manga, and it kept looking at it over and over and over, and I got obsessed with chapter 1, 20 pages of this manga.
It was your sexual awakening
boy.
At 8 years old with hack manga.
So basically I drew this character like 10 times on my school notebooks over and over.
Yeah, my first fan art was definitely Dot Hack as well, after I've seen, like, the first couple of episodes of the anime.
I remember being,
I never even saw anything else of Dot Hack. I just had those 20 pages,
well,
and I looked at them over and over and over and over.
Everyone always shits on it, but I think I love .hack.
.hack is nice, but I hate how everything is like open-ended and they never gave a conclusion of everything and you were never really sure of what was going on. And when you thought you knew what was going on, the anime ended and it didn't resolve. And the games were not all translated or not available. And I was like, fuck .hack, fuck that shit, let me know.
I think my first fan art was probably a fan art of my favorite dinosaur.
Sonic the Hedgehog. Yeah.
It was probably a Velociraptor or something.
I remember I have like very distinct memories of being like a 4 year old and drawing dogs and Pokemon all day. Every day.
Oh yeah.
And I never had Pokemon in my life.
I drew
life,
Pokemon, so I copied really them from magazines I had. I like made original Pokemon and made like dog Pokemon and was like really happy because I love dogs too. And it's like, yeah,
actually,
this is heaven. I'm a 4 year old, I can draw dogs all day. Yeah.
In grade school, I actually made original Pokemon for classmates because I was able to draw and would just copy like Pokemon cards and fill in my own pictures. And
Without
even knowing anything about Pokemon or liking Pokemon, I was just like, yeah, I can do that.
How dare you not love Pokemon? I'm offended.
But I have never experienced it, sorry.
How dare you? Disgusting.
It's not my fault.
It's totally your fault.
It's entirely your fault.
Go play all of Pokemon. Like,
except
as soon
ones.
As we finish recording.
Like, I would need to buy, like, consoles for that.
You can play them all on your computer.
I have no time. for fucking video games.
Shake my head. But imagine all the fun art you could make.
I can do that without having watched.
Pokemon Girls are the best.
Yes.
Imagine how much better your monster designs would get after playing Pokemon.
They will all become
great
adorable.
Influences for monster designs. I don't really like Pokemon designs.
Dude, you should get into Digimon. That would fit your style much more when it comes to monster designs.
I'm not ready
for
another.
Could you imagine just Mug? Mug turns into like a... evolves into Mecha Mug, and its back opens up and it has a cannon that comes out of
Hell
his back.
Yeah.
And it's like sticky web ammo, and then his legs like open up and
he walks on
gambles.
Lemon, just do that fan art, it's fine.
Mecha Mug, I'll draw that.
please do it.
Wait, never pay. Wasn't Mug
speaking of drawing,
a fake Pokemon?
I did a fake Pokemon, which was a jumping spider, but...
Yeah, it looked like Mug.
Yeah, it looked like Mug because Mug is also a jumping spider, but that spider was blue and had, like, orange. It also had orange, but it was blue mostly, and it had, like, a jumping spiral on its back.
It's like proto Mug.
Yeah, it's kind of proto Mug.
Proto Mug.
it's the
baby version of the Digimon. It's proto Mug, then Mecha Mug.
Yeah.
That happened.
Metal Gray Mug.
Gray Mug.
I feel like I have to search for the image now.
And then Mon. I'm an it. Oh.
Mugmon.
Mugmon and Cuphead.
Oh no. Oh my god.
Okay guys, this is where the audio only version of this podcast ends. Hope you had fun. Here's a pre-recorded message. Thanks for listening, everybody. Check out our YouTube channel if you want to listen to us discussing our weekly progress, as well as reviewing art that listeners send to us. There'll be a timestamp in the video description so you can skip ahead. If you also want to send us your art and possibly be featured on the YouTube version of the podcast, then tweet at sketch_cast using the hashtag #SketchWithUs. Have a good day, everybody. Goodbye.